Welcome to Aim High's regular video
podcast series.
Podcast video series. Today we're going to delve a little deeper into functional medicine because that's now what Aim High Integrative Medicine specializes in. And it does go beyond just addressing specific things that might be going on. So I'll ask Dr. Kua Agerman to take a deep dive into let's talk about stress is a common human ailment that really needs to be addressed in more detail individually with everybody. So yeah, perhaps yeah, let us know how you look at it through your lens of holistic, whole person, integrative medicine.
Okay. Well, I mean, one of the interesting things, you know, when you go into the functional medicine literature is that stress is exhibited by people differently. And in conventional medicine, we know that stress tends to create high autoimmunity. It creates, you know, high cholesterol. It makes people lay down plaque very easily and makes people more prone to heart attacks, strokes, and so on. But I think the nitty-gritty and the biochemistry of how that happens differs from how functional medicine looks at it. So in general, when you come to a functional medicine perspective of looking at stress, where they usually start off with is cortisol dysregulation. Mm-hmm. And that's something that's bandied about when we talk about adrenal fatigue. And, you know, conventional medicine says poo-poo, there's no such thing as adrenal fatigue. But I think the interesting thing that when you look at the science of what adrenal fatigue means is that you have a dysregulation of cortisol. Mm-hmm. And that's where a lot of the functional medicine practitioners start their practice. So for instance, I have this cascade here, which is a very busy cascade. But if you look at it, it's where what cholesterol does in the body. Mm-hmm. So cholesterol is the master chemical, if you want, and it goes into pregnenolone. It's used to make corticosteroid. It's used to make the steroid hormones, the sex steroids as well. So it goes down the pathway. If you come down here, it goes to androstenedione, diane, DHEA, and then way down here, you see it goes to estrogen, mm-hmm. estradiol, and also testosterone. A lot of what functional medicine looks at when you talk about stress leading to cortisol dysregulation is that they look at those downstream hormones and how they are reflected in dysfunction in the people that they are seeing. Unfortunately, conventional medicine has looked at this on a large scale, trying to lay down some scientific basis for this and looking at whether managing those hormones works. And when you look at it from a formal scientific standpoint, it doesn't rise to statistical significance. And so they've kind of lost interest in proving whether it works or not. Whereas if you look at it on an individual patient basis, these things actually work. So how I got into this in the beginning was dealing with patients with chronic fatigue and using my conventional medicine techniques, not being able to help them. I did a lot of chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia when I was in the US because we have a large population of it. And I think a lot of it is based on poor eating habits as well, as well as a very high stress life. Mm. A lot of the patients I ended up putting on antidepressants, then would argue about whether they should exercise, lose weight, etc. But I mean, my failure rate was humongous. A lot of these patients would then go to naturopathic practitioners and then come to me feeling better. So I kind of started delving into why these practitioners were doing better than I was at managing these sorts of things. And then based on what I found out, I followed the little yellow brick road and eventually started doing some functional medicine as well. So what's interesting is that I think that when you look at waiting for things to get to statistical significance, what we've lost in science right now is the understanding that just because something does not meet statistical significance, does not mean that it's not effective. Mm-hmm. Even in science, when you do something up to statistical significance, you're still talking about the tail end of 30% of the population that you're still not, don't fit your criteria.
Yeah.
What we've done is we've ignored that 30%. And we've said, well, everybody has to fit within this narrow 66% of the population and whatever is statistically significant. And so those people are not being treated because they don't fit the criteria that we hold as the gold standard.
Yes.
Where I think naturopathic medicine or functional medicine, integrative medicine excels is looking at the individual medicine, where you come to me with whatever makes up your life of stress, your eating habits, your particular biology, and your burden of life coming from your ancestry, and I look at what will work for you. So for instance, if you take that cortisol cascade and you go along on that cortisol cascade, what you're looking at is, how do you eat? Are you sleeping well? Do I need to manage your melatonin? which cortisol and melatonin are in opposition to each other. So sometimes if a person is not sleeping, it's because they have too high cortisol. You increase their melatonin and suddenly you reverse this sort of thing. These are real things that you're doing to the body that's changing that steroid cascade that I talked about, but regular medicine doesn't look at that because it's not in our science. We've not studied it, or we couldn't prove that melatonin as a medication works. But anecdotally, you give it to people and suddenly they sleep better. They're getting 8 hours of deep sleep. And all of a sudden, all the things that we call stress, their high CRPs, all of those things get better. On an individual basis, I can prove that because I do those labs that tell me that these things are switching over.
Yes.
But if I were to take it on a population level and test everybody, would I see that same thing? No. But that's because each two individuals differ in their biology that makes these things work. And so I would treat two individuals very differently to get the same effect. So I think that when it comes to natural medicine, the tendency to say that, well, if we can't prove it on a population basis with science and statistics that it doesn't work, I think that's also a fallacy. And unfortunately, before science and this rigid adherence to statistical significance came, there were doctors doing things individually that worked all the time. That in fact is how we learned a lot of the things that work and then proved why it works when it met statistical significance and was studied on a population basis. And I think we've lost that in a sense with our rigid adherence to science, that if something does not meet statistical significance, then it's not real or true. So in functional medicine, and unfortunately for a lot of the people looking for that practice, Medicare doesn't cover a lot of these tests that we do. And it's not every day that I do these tests either, by the way. But if I have somebody who has very undifferentiated symptoms, they are not sleeping well, their hair is falling out, they have no libido, all of these sorts of things, the natural thing to do generally is say, well, sleep better. Here's a Imovane to help you sleep. Here's a antidepressant, and oh my God, go off and feel better. And then the person comes back and they're having reactions to the antidepressant medication, or they're sluggish or whatever. When you come to me as an integrative medicine practitioner, I talk about all of those things. I want to know why you're not sleeping well, but I also want to know, what are you eating? You know, what's your biology? And a lot of these people have trauma that's happened to them in the past. That's part of, you know, whatever it is that's going on. A lot of them have very poor eating habits, whether they stress eat or they eat a lot of carbs and have actually carb intolerance. So you start by taking away those sorts of things. You start by saying, okay, here are some herbs that are good for you, that help your what we call glandulars, that help support your adrenal gland and help give you some pep, Siberian ginseng, those sorts of things. Suddenly they come to you and they're feeling better. And it's not a placebo effect. These people actually sleep better. They're drinking a lot more fluid. They start getting more tuned into eating the right foods, etc. So you're changing biology, but not in a way that I could do it in a regular conventional medicine practice. And so that's, I will never be able to prove statistical significance with doing that enough to satisfy conventional medicine.
But it's very individual.
It's a very individual way of practicing, but it's a valid way of practicing. And I think that for me, that's where I found my joy in doing this sort of thing, that I can help people that I didn't used to be able to help. And what I like about it is that I don't necessarily have to throw a pill at them every time.
It's more taking away the things that are hindering the body's own ability
to fix itself. To fix
How
itself.
How do I get the biology back into balance?
Exactly.
By looking at the body as a whole.
Exactly. What are we doing? I mean, interestingly enough, some of the things that we talk to people about in integrative medicine is, for instance, monitoring what containers you eat food in, and making sure you eat from glass rather than plastic bowls that you're heating up or putting in the microwave. All of these things reduce the body's toxic burden.
Yes.
And just because we haven't studied this and proven that these are all things that create disease in the body,
they do make a difference.
They do make a difference. And so I think that's where I like the functional medicine perspective. And I borrow from everything. If you come to me and you're sick and I need a pill, I give you a pill.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that's where I like sitting across the spectrum, is that I get to borrow from conventional medicine when I need it, and I get to utilize what I can in integrative medicine as well, which makes the person better.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to give people a pill if they don't need it. And the joy of doing integrative medicine in a conventional medicine framework is, a lot of the time I don't necessarily need to give you pills.
Mm-hmm.
I get to discuss lifestyle, and I get to change lifestyle and make the person healthier.
Great. Thank you very much.